In the last video, we saw that the church will go through the Great Tribulation. Many say that this can't happen because 1 Thessalonians 5:9 says that God did not appoint us to suffer wrath. The fact is, the Great Tribulation is not God's wrath at all, but Satan's wrath against believers, while God's wrath is reserved for sinners during the day of the Lord. To verify this, I would first like to show that the Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord are two separate events, occurring during separate periods of time, and this can be seen from the following. Matthew 24:29 tells us, "Immediately after the distress of those days, that is, after the Great Tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light." From this verse we can see that the Great Tribulation is followed by a sign in the sun and the moon. And this sign itself is before the day of the Lord, as Acts 2:20 shows. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. When we combine these two verses, then we see that the Great Tribulation comes first, followed by the sign in the sun and the moon, which is followed by the day of the Lord. So it's clear that the Great Tribulation and the day of the Lord are two distinct events, separated in time by the sun and moon sign. Now, to see the difference between these two events, let's first look at the Great Tribulation. In Matthew 24:15-21, Jesus said, "When you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, the Antichrist, then let those who are in Judea, the Jews, flee to the mountains, for then there will be great distress." This is where the term Great Tribulation comes from. So when the Antichrist appears in the temple, the Jews are told to flee because the Great Tribulation has begun. However, it is not only the Jews who will be persecuted, but Christians also, as Revelation 13:7 tells us. He, the Antichrist, was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, the Christians. So during the Great Tribulation, the Antichrist will be given power to kill both Jews and Christians. But where does this power come from? Revelation 13:2 gives us the answer, where it says, "The dragon, Satan, gave the beast, the Antichrist, his power and his throne and great authority." So when the Antichrist appears, Satan will empower him to destroy Jews and Christians. This is verified in Revelation 12:7-17, where we are told that Satan will war with Michael, and when he loses and is hurled to the earth, he is filled with fury. The King James says great wrath. He pursued the woman, the Jews, and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus, the Christians. When we put all this together, we see that Satan will be full of wrath after being thrown out of heaven and will empower the Antichrist to persecute God's people. From this, we can see that the Great Tribulation has nothing to do with God's wrath, but is Satan's wrath against God's people. If we now look at the Day of the Lord, we will see that it is the time of God's wrath. And, as we saw earlier on, the Day of the Lord comes after the Great Tribulation. Isaiah 13:9 tells us clearly that the day of the Lord is when God pours out his wrath against sinners. It says, "See, the day of the Lord is coming, a cruel day with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land desolate and destroy the sinners within it." Clearly, God's wrath will be against sinners during the day of the Lord, and it will begin after Jesus raptures believers out of the Great Tribulation. This is shown in Matthew 24:30-31, which says, "At that time," the time of the Great Tribulation, "the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn, because they know that God's wrath has come. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory to destroy sinners. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. This is the rapture." So we can see that the day of the Lord begins when Jesus gathers his elect out of the tribulation, and God's wrath is then poured out on the Antichrist and sinners, while believers are safely with Jesus in the clouds. The day of the Lord will be God's answer to the fifth seal martyrs, who will ask, How long, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood? Summing this up, we see that the Great Tribulation is the period during which Satan empowers the Antichrist to persecute both the Jews and the Church. Then, immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and Jesus will return to rapture believers. God will then pour out his wrath on the Antichrist and sinners during a period of time known as the Day of the Lord. Finally, nowhere in the Bible does it say that the Great Tribulation is a 7-year period. Daniel's 70th week is, of course, for 7 years, and it is from the signing of the peace covenant until all Israel is saved. However, as already shown, the Great Tribulation is only a part of this 7-year period, and will not start until the Antichrist appears in the temple at the midpoint of Daniel's 70th week. And Jesus said that he will cut the tribulation short, so the Great Tribulation is for a period of less than 3.5 years. As I said in the last video, believers who enter the Great Tribulation will need to have a strong relationship with Jesus to overcome to the end. Such a relationship can only come through a close walk with the Lord. A free little book about walking closely with Jesus, called The Calvary Road, can be downloaded from the link at the end of this video. In the next video, I would like to look at the pre-trib doctrine of imminence, which says that the rapture can occur at any moment. May the Lord bless you. Amen.